President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. When we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 1st on the West Coast, and now May the 2nd on the East Coast. This is June the 1st on the West Coast, and June the 2nd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. See, after a whole month of saying May, it becomes a habit. Anyway, we'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight. If you listened to the show last night, we ran a replay of our May 6th interview with Christopher Holmes, Ph.D., and we talked about consciousness. And I don't have a guest for tonight, but I'm going to be talking about a similar topic, and I'm going to be covering some of the current events that are going on as well. Also, we'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and on blogtalkradio.com. I have been very busy lately, and I have been paying attention to what has been broadcast on the mainstream media, in particular the congressional hearings about the what is still being called an oil spill. I mean, this is an absolute blowout of an oil well in the Gulf of Mexico, for those of you who haven't been paying attention. And those of you who know what's going on, it's far, far worse than what has been described. The irresponsibility of the companies involved, the corruption in the stock markets continues unabated. And you have the Congress running interference to give the impression that they're actually doing something about this event, while the nature in the seabed, the sea creatures, basically to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, all the way up to the surface and now encroaching upon the shores of the states that outline the northern portion of the Gulf of Mexico. They are experiencing massive amounts of oil. We're hearing reports of oil rain. In other words, when all of this mess in the ocean gets picked up by the various rainstorms that flow through that area any given day, people are now starting to experience oil residue on their cars, on their houses, in their yards, and it's going to get worse. Imagine someone having a garden in their backyard and being rained upon by raw petroleum that has oozed out of a well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. Imagine the amount of devastation to plant life, animal life, both in and out of the sea, and certainly about to have a major impact on the health of many, many people living in that area. There have been rumors that people are going to be evacuated out of the area. Of course, they'll be taken to FEMA camps, and the nightmare will continue on. What is actually going on in the Gulf? Well, we know that they have been spraying dispersants, which is a mystical word for surfactants, which are, let's say, toxic substances that break down oil and cause it, in the case of being in the ocean, to sink to the bottom of the seabed, where it's not seen, it's not noticed, yet spewing out to the tune of several million gallons a day. and attempts to stop this from happening have failed, primarily because it's far worse than it's been described. We've heard various reports from the oil companies themselves that the pressure of the oil well is in the neighborhood of 20,000 pounds per square inch. I had a listener send a message during a show last week telling me that it was something in the, and I'm going to round the figure off, but let's say in the 13,000 to 14,000 pounds per square inch range, which is far, far less than what was reported by the American president of BP. And British Petroleum is not telling us that actually the pressure is far, far greater, that this situation is in dire need of some remedy. And we've proposed several options that could work. Personally, I have had Dr. Mike Castle on the show several times over the past month, and he's described a product which he is deeply involved called AmeriHaz. And AmeriHaz is basically a powder that can be sprayed onto the oil in the ocean, and it attracts the oil. It pulls it up. It solidifies into a solid mass, which can then be removed from the water. And if need be, the oil can be extracted via a specialized steaming process later on. But the main thing is to get this out of the water. Obviously, it doesn't seem that they care to actually do that. We hear a lot of posturing, a lot of grandstanding from anyone as far as the illegal president of the United States, the illegal alien usurper that goes by a variety of names and a variety of social security numbers, including those of dead people from Connecticut. How can you expect anything proper to be done in regards to a solution when the very person who has been handed the responsibility, again, illegally and corruptly, how can you expect that person to do the right thing? That person has no business being there in the first place. And I'm not the only one sharing this kind of message with anyone. I keep getting email from people. I'm reading email about Barack Obama's signed this and Barack Obama signed that, and the guy is illegal. Null and void. The guy's got no business being in Washington, D.C., let alone the President of the United States. He himself is an illegal alien and has been long before we even got into the public discussion about illegal aliens. And yet this was permitted. This was permitted by those in the government who fully cooperated in carrying out this ruse upon the American people and the world. Now, how do you expect anything to be done about this situation in the Gulf of Mexico when you don't really have anyone legitimate handling the problem? You've got foreign corporations, Transocean Limited, which is basically the money laundering cartel that existed in the Bush administration, Bush 41, and during the Clinton administration, headed by Mark Rich, the international money launderer, who worked for Dresser Industries, which is an oil company, the same oil company that flew George Bush to Midland, Texas. Unlike the biographical accounts that he drove into town in a Studebaker. He was flown on a corporate airplane many years ago, and he's been involved in the oil industry ever since. His family was part of the trading with the enemy corruption that occurred prior to and during World War II, pocketed money after World War II, and has been involved in embezzling trillions of dollars ever since. How can you expect these people to do the right thing when all they they do, it involves RICO violations and international drug cartels, international arms dealers, international smugglers, those that manage and control the sex slave industry, right here in America, right in Washington, D.C. How can you expect these people to do the right thing in the Gulf of Mexico when all they do is rob, plunder, and murder? How can you expect that to happen? I get emails from people, what are we going to do about the Gulf of Mexico? Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's get behind this actor. Let's get behind this conservationist that does nothing but just bring forth the same speeches they've been doing for the last 20 or 30 years. Nobody seems to care. When the food supply runs down or runs out, people are going to start to care, but it's almost going to be too late because you're going to be too weak to fight. You're going to be too weak to even have a voice. Everyone that I get email from, or let's say 99% of the email I get, indicates that there's an extreme level of fear. There's an extreme level of misunderstanding or total ignorance of the facts of what's going on in this world. And if I sound like I'm jumping down anybody's throat for sending me email, please don't send me email from disinformation sites. And I consider a disinformation site a site that's going to publish my articles, my research, years worth of research in a 5-page letter from a friend of a friend, as was done on Rumor Mill News. It's a disinformation website, and I'm saying that now because it always has been, and I'm tired of getting the email from these people or from those that visit the site. I have a right to say that because it is. It is what I'm saying it is. It always has been, and it will continue to be. And because a lot of people go there, it is not justification for saying, well, we have to advertise this mission here because so many people go there. It's disinformation. And when you're putting valid information out and they post it, it taints it. It taints it with the same brush. And then, you know, we have people talking about Barack Obama's birth certificate again, or his Indonesian school registration. I've proven that the people that he claimed were his family members are not his family members. I've proven that the document from Indonesia, from St. Francis Assisi School, is bogus. It's written on a piece of graph paper. It's not a school registration. I proved the photograph of the Lolo Satoru family is a fabrication. It's a composite. Very poor composite, done by an intelligence agency. And it's originally done in color, and they changed it to black and white. It could be restored to color. And I did it. And it's posted in my Three Stooges Go to Washington article. How many times do I have to keep repeating this to people? They're sending me the very emails that I've debunked. They're sending me copies of documents that I've proven are fraudulent. With messages. This is the only chance we have to bring out the truth. And they're sending a bogus document. The ignorance and the dumbing down of the public is amazing. It's amazing. And you people who are sending me these emails are 3 or 4 years behind the times. They've made the rounds already 5 or 6 times. Why do I even bring this up? I guess because you're spinning your wheels, and I'm watching you spin your wheels, and you're asking, what can we do about this? Or send this, make this go viral. Don't you see the pattern here? Don't you see that they keep repeating the same thing over and over, like they do the clothing styles and haircuts and the bogus news that you get every day from mainstream media? They keep repeating the same stories over and over and over until you eventually are just overwhelmed by them. And none of it is true. It never ceases to amaze me. Last night we played a show that was recorded, as I mentioned, at the beginning of the month of May, the first week of May. Dr. Christopher Holmes wrote a book called The Heart Doctrine. And he talked about how one gets in touch with one's higher self. And through that process, with the Creator, not the destroyer, the Creator. You can talk to virtually anyone on the street and get in touch with the destroyer these days in America and most places around the world. I got an email from somebody today that sent me something telling me what's going on in our country, written by a Canadian journalist that's been living in Japan for over 20 years. It's telling us what is going on in our country. And it's so full of disinformation. And yet, you know, I don't expect everyone to listen to my show every night. I really wish people would, because you're going to catch a big chunk of the truth every time you tune in. But this journalist in Japan, Benjamin Fulford, I've heard him speak. He does occasionally mention a few things that are true, and then he's got this mystical connection with secret societies in Japan, societies from China, you know, the Black Dragon Society. Now he's talking about the White Dragon Society. He's talking about them giving $60 billion to save the planet. Folks, they're stealing trillions of dollars almost on a daily basis now. And they're going to give $60 billion to fix the planet. You got more damage than that being done in the Gulf right now. People can't seem to make that connection between the two stories. We're being lied to about the Gulf. The damage is far worse. You know, I don't have my calculator out right now, but if you multiply 2.6 million barrels of oil, or maybe I misspoke, gallons, 2.6 gallons of crude oil, times whatever, divide that by 42, and then times whatever the spot price is on a barrel of oil today, I can assure you it's going to be pretty sizable amount of money. Won't take long to reach $60 billion. These oil companies make that much profit in a quarter. They make obscene amounts of profit. So we're going to fix the whole planet. We're going to save the whole planet with $60 billion a month. With the contingency, however, that the money goes through the Vatican. I ask you, why the Vatican? They seem to be involved in quite a bit of financial corruption of all sorts. If you doubt that, watch The Godfather, parts 1, 2, and 3. And read the book, Mario Puzo's book. The BIS, which is the Bank for International Settlement, which is a very corrupt organization also, and the Federal Reserve Board, which is not federal, it's not American, and there is no reserve. And that's actually, they're upside down. They're in debt to the tune of probably $5.5 quadrillion. You're going to give them $60 billion a month for what? To fix the planet? You expect that with bailouts and all the theft and embezzlement that's going on? You really expect that? So where's the validity in Mr. Fulford's statement here? Of course, he's just maybe the messenger. He's delivering this message. He goes on to describe later on in his article that the Vatican is three factions. And he describes the Jesu Society, or some pronounce it Jesu Society, and Opus Dei, and then the Vatican itself. Now, why should the Vatican be divided into three entities? Well, the Jesus Society is, for many, many years, has been ruled by the individual called the Black Pope. This is a cult. This is a satanic cult that is running the Vatican, as is Opus Dei out of Spain. And Opus Dei came about via Loyola's teachings. So these people are basically following satanic society, and we're going to give them $60 billion a month to save the world under the condition that it goes through these three organizations. If that isn't disinformation, I don't know what is. And this is on a ton of websites, and I have people emailing me this article from left and right, from different sites. Where is your discernment? Of course, you read the article, you don't do the research, you don't really pay attention to the information that comes out on shows like this. Or I would mention Drew Raine's A Marine's Disquisition. He talks about these issues all the time. And he's got a worldwide listening audience who knows of these organizations firsthand. Many of them are in foreign countries. Many of his listeners I'm referring to. So why do we depend on a Canadian expatriate that went to Japan after having written for Forbes magazine and give so much credence to what he's saying? Is it because he's on Jeff Rentz's show, or is it because he wrote for Forbes, or because he's written over 20 books? I can tell you that there's so much disinformation in this article, it really doesn't warrant the time other than to bring out the point that so many people are falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. You're not really discerning what's going on in the world. You have these secret societies telling the rest of the world how the world is going to be run. It's just more of the same crap that we've been talking about. You can't identify any of these people. And then they bring up the issue of another incendiary confrontation between Turkey and Israel. Now, see, Israel, the Zionist state, has to keep this war machine going. They have to keep blackmailing people. They have to keep making sure that there are plane crashes and that whole governments get wiped out in one plane crash. We had this happen twice now within, I don't know, a month, month and a half, something like that. And then the disinformation comes out. Somebody plays a recording of gunshots going off and attributes that to the plane crash. We don't know that there were gunshots at the site of the Polish plane crash in Russia. We don't know that. They're gunshots every day of the week. It seems like the plane crashes are happening more frequently. I find it interesting to pay attention to the fact that it was reported that, it was reported that 94 people died in each plane crash. The Polish plane crash. And I can't even remember who the other one was now. There's just so much disinformation out there. These are all distractions to keep you from paying attention to what's really going on. Now they're going to hike up the prices of the oil because we already have a peak oil. In other words, we have no more oil. They have to ration out what we have because there is no more oil, yet nobody's paying an attention to the fact that 2.6 million gallons of oil is spewing out of the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico each day. Doesn't that register with anyone? That you can't have that much oil spewing out of the bottom of the ocean unabated if there's peak oil. If there is no more oil to be found, I just don't get it why people can't connect one and one and get two out of it. Because these lies have been going on day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And I suppose they assume that they're going to impact the young people that weren't around when this happened the last time. Of course, people don't really care to look at that because they're too busy with their cell phones, their Blackberries, their iPads, their iPhones, their video games, the boob tube, television, watching reality shows that have nothing to do with reality, listening to propagandized news. Now they're saying that it's going to be August until they can stop this. How they can't stop it now, this oil leak. How do they know they can stop it by August? On what basis do they arrive at that conclusion? They don't have a way to stop it now. In fact, when this happened, April 20th, or April 21st, They didn't have a way to stop it, although they supposedly had 4 days warning that this was probably going to occur. And we brought it out on this show that the Russians had in 2004 drilled to a depth of 40,230 feet. That's roughly 8 miles into the Earth's crust. And the Russians had problems with a well that deep. And we have all indications that this was not the advertised 18,000 foot deep well, but more likely in the neighborhood of the Russian well I just described. Only this one was done at sea. So where you might be able to contain an oil well blowout on land, a little bit more difficult at sea because it goes directly into the water. They don't seem to mind too much about it, though. Your illustrious, illegal, alien, infiltrator president alluded to the fact that he was going to minimize their liability to $75 million. BP claims they have paid out, this was a week ago, $430 million to people who were suffering. Now, what, couldn't they take that money and buy Amerihaz and start using that and collecting their oil, not losing their oil, but keep, you know, removing all these toxins, including the benzene, from the ocean? But no, they prefer to have another Hurricane Katrina type event, another false flag event. It's another 9/11, but far, far worse. It's going to impact many, many more people. And it's going to keep on impacting people until we realize that we don't need oil. We don't need these people whose only intent is to control the world's population, own all the money, and put everyone on the planet into slavery. Why is that so difficult for people to grasp? Oh, no, our government wouldn't allow that to happen. Or the oil companies wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that to us. And we've done shows on that. We've described the books written about it. And really, we don't need the books, and we don't need to do the shows. We can just look at what's happening and discern what's happening with real consciousness. Are we so dependent on what others think and what others say that we can't determine for ourselves what's going on? It really puzzles me that message, even amongst those who profess to be awake, is so hard to grasp. And granted, I'll admit, they've done a good job brainwashing the masses. But now that you know you've been brainwashed, what are you going to do about it? Are you interested in regaining your thought processes, your independent, sovereign thought processes? Do you want to fill your brains with knowledge or more propaganda, more disinformation, or more cow dung? Because that's really all it is. It has no intrinsic value other than to provide them with the means to keep you dumbed down and control you. Christopher Holmes talked about the consciousness of these people. Basically, he described them as perverts and pedophiles and psychopaths. And I added the word parasites because as one of my guests, Michael Anthony, pointed out on several shows, again in May, we have two types of people. We have producers and we have non-producers. And the producers are the people that create the actual tangible wealth by creating things, by making things, manufacturing things, or coming up with new ideas, new ways to do things. And it could be a service, too. They don't have to manufacture something. They can just do what they say they're going to do instead of dancing around the issue, pretending like they never made any commitment to anyone. How many of you recall broken campaign promises? That's all we have. We have a pathological liar sitting in the White House who has no lawful reason for being there. Absolutely none. And the Democratic National Committee, which should be called the Communist National Committee, knows it because they omitted the language that speaks about constitutional provisions of eligibility in any presidential candidate. This guy cannot produce an American driver's license, an American passport, a certificate of live birth, even just a regular birth certificate. Can't produce a social security number. Fudged his selective service registration. So bad that was botched that the selective service registration actually wrote the date on the card the day before the alleged card was filled out. They signed it as entered into the record the day before. Think of that. That's like you going to a store tomorrow and getting a receipt that was printed out today before you even announce what you're going to buy. It's ridiculous. It's preposterous, yet that's what they did. Time and again. Oh, we're told the records are sealed in Hawaii. Sealed. That's the magical ritual of the Freemasons, is to seal their documents. But there are no documents there sealed. They're lying. They couldn't even hold the sealed documents up in their hands to show you. Here they are. These are the sealed documents. I heard some disinformation on mainstream media and mainstream radio that, in fact, this was the Billy Cunningham show, which is a syndicated show. Billy Cunningham poses as a patriot. And he said, well, you know, he had problems with this whole birth certificate issue, but he became convinced. Now, this is if I'm not mistaken. I'm fairly certain it was Billy Cunningham. Since the Honolulu Advertiser printed the birth announcement in their newspaper, that you had reason to believe that the short-legged Mac Daddy, as I call him, was born in Hawaii. Now we have his wife saying he was born in Kenya, but that's a lie too. And I say the Hawaii story is a lie because you can see that it was a fabricated newspaper article. The lines don't match, folks. They don't line up with the rest of the page. The letters are different size. But they put this information out there. It doesn't matter. So we have a guy posing as a patriot, a guy posing as a messenger of the truth, and proclaiming that we need to return to our Constitution, that we must restore our Constitution. How is it that our Constitution needs restoring? How did it become unrestored? No one seems to be concerned about that. And I've written some articles that certainly show four or five individuals that have played major roles in the government had no business whatsoever being in that position. They can only achieve that level of success in politics through corruption, organized corruption, which is also called organized crime. And done on the level it is, falls under the RICO statutes. Why aren't these things being investigated? Well, you've got a corrupt court system. I heard recently, this was after Pastor James David Manning's trial against Columbia University and the CIA, that he extracted a guilty verdict from the jury in the trial that was held at the Outlaw Ministries Church in Harlem, New York. Got a guilty verdict. He's going to forward that to Eric Holder, the U.S. Attorney General, who was appointed by an illegal alien usurper that doesn't have any business being in the White House whatsoever. He's an illegitimate attorney general on that basis, on the basis of the Constitution. And we have a Justice Department that overlooks this, so they are conspirators in this massive conspiracy to overthrow the U.S. government. See? And you wonder why nothing's being done in the Gulf of Mexico. But you're going to send me emails showing me Barack Obama's registration in an alleged Catholic church. Now, we go from this man is a Christian to he's a Muslim to he went to school in a Catholic church or a Catholic school in Indonesia, in Jakarta, Indonesia. And I proved that the family did not exist on the basis of a compiled photograph. Go read The Three Stooges Go to Washington if you doubt it. And they know it's there. Obama knows it's there. But his real name's not Obama. His real name's not Satoru. It's more likely Rockefeller, as I showed in my research. And they're recycling these things. That document, his alleged registration document at the St. Francis Assisi School in Jakarta, Indonesia. That document was carried out on a piece of Indonesian graph paper used to grade scores, test scores. And on the back in Indonesian, it says scores, points. You can see through the paper and see that they're using the flip side of a piece of graph paper used to grade tests. That's not his school registration. It's another fabricated document. And I'm getting these in emails from people I know, people who know that I've written and done this research. And they tell me, yeah, I read your research. I read it. It's fantastic. Yeah, we got to do something about this. And they're sending the same emails as everyone else. You know, don't read my research. That's fine. But please don't send me disinformation email either. Use some discernment. do some research and find out who created that document. If you study it for a few minutes, you can see it's all fabricated. They're saying he was born in Honolulu, Hawaii. That makes Michelle Obama a liar, doesn't it? Because she gave a speech very recently and told her audience that her husband was from Kenya. But I debunked that story, too. I debunked the fabricated people with the disfigured arms, the disfigured hands, the discolored pants, powder blue and purple pants. I mean, there's been some wild outfits over the years, wild clothing styles. But a man's pants can't be lighter where he should be standing in the shadow than he is in the light. And shadows don't just appear out of nowhere. They have to have been created by a combination of light and an object that's blocking the light, which creates the shadow behind the object, not underneath it. We've got pictures of Obama's alleged father getting a big send-off from the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and half the people in that photograph are floating. They're levitating in the picture. It's that poorly done. And still with that picture shown to be a fraud, which should certainly cast doubt on the whole story, you've got people making these declarations that this man is related to the guy sitting in the White House right now, that somehow people absolutely can overlook genetic tendencies when a black and a white produce a child. This is not intended to be a racial comment here, or a racist comment, I should say. And there is no such thing as an African-American or an Afro-American. It's just American. And if you happen to be black, actually the proper term is Negro. And in 1961, when a child was born in a hospital and that child was black, they were called a Negro. They weren't called African. The phony birth certificate that was put on the web, which was null and void because it had been altered, according to the document, was altered on paper stock that came out in 1971. Tell me how someone creates a certificate of live birth 10 years before the paper comes out. How do you do that? Well, they must have learned that from the Selective Service people, or maybe the Selective Service people earned that, or should we say the draft board, learned that from the hospital. You can't produce a document on a piece of paper that hasn't come out issued by the government for 10 years. Unless, of course, you're running a scam on people. Then you can pretend and hope nobody catches it. But it's been caught. It's been found out. Why? Because I used some discernment. Didn't take much intelligence to see that. I just used discernment. I looked at the document presented and determined within a minute that it was fraudulent. The serial number or certification number of the document blacked out, totally redacted. That's an altering of the document, which at the bottom of the page says it makes it null and void. And certainly, I can tell you that wasn't presented. I find it quite interesting that another individual that ran for the presidency at the same time, in parts one and two of the Three Stooges Go to Washington, my research on John Sidney McCain III, who was really John McCann II, bastard child of Edward's King of England and Jenny Durome, I proved that he was not an American citizen, not because he was born in the Panama Canal Zone. He wasn't born there either. He could not have been born in a hospital that was built 7.5 years after his alleged birth. And I produced a presidential document from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, dated December 17, 1941, which clearly told the engineers to go mark out the boundaries for where they were going to build a hospital once they acquired by purchase or lease the property to do so. Yet you had Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton sponsoring a bill declaring John McCain eligible to run for the presidency of the United States. Is that tit for tat? Well, my research on Obama certainly proved it was, because they passed an ordinance sometime later in Congress declaring him born in Hawaii. Snuck into a little bill, mind you. This is someone who's being declared eligible to run for the presidency of the United States. And they've got his name after Don Ho, a singer in Hawaii. Isn't it amazing? And I wonder who sponsored that bill. This individual described as having driven around in a BMW, poor boy who lived on the street when he went to Columbia University, yet no one there in Columbia University knows who he is. Or was, never saw him in a class, and I can tell you it'd be the same at Harvard. Proved they lied about James Loeb, their classic library founder, who they say was born in New York City, but Loeb himself told the INS that he was born in Landsberg, Germany, which puts him in the vicinity of the Nazi Bush family, whose real name is Scherf. That's another one. And then we have my recent research on Eisenhower and Hillary Clinton, and they're all infiltrators. None of them were born in this country. And you expect them to do something about the Gulf of Mexico, the oil disaster there? I heard today that someone decided, I don't know if this is the CDC or who, and no pun intended, because who can stand for the World Health Organization? But somebody decided that they were going to downgrade the urgency of people getting the swine flu vaccine, and it was, the pandemic was going to be reduced to an epidemic. Wait a minute. We never had an epidemic, and we never had a pandemic other than a declaration of one. I produced a document from IBM, issued in 2006, showing that they were aware of a pandemic that was going to occur within a five-year period. And that began in 2000. Actually, the words began in 2008 during the time of the Olympics. But we went through 2009, and I and Dr. H. Ruott and some others debunked the story, and they lost billions of dollars injecting you with something that you didn't need to be injected with, poisoning you, or possibly even killing you, because there were some people that died from getting the vaccine, and there were other biological pandemics going on in countries like the Ukraine. We reported those live on the show as well. And you expect something to get done in the Gulf of Mexico with all that going on? You've got Monsanto making genetically modified foods, forcing farmers out of business because these genetically modified seeds cannot be reproduced. You have to buy the new seeds from them. You can't take those seeds from, say, a stalk of corn a cob of corn, replant those seeds and grow them. You've got to be using Monsanto seeds. And if their pollen blows into your fields and crossbreeds with your plants, they destroy your plants. You got farmers in India committing suicide because of the tremendous financial losses. And they tell you, well, these are disease-resistant plants because they have the, basically they have the herbicides or the insecticides built in to the genes of the plants. And you're hearing stories about cloning of plants and you know, vegetables and animals. They're trying to do it now with animals and people. Probably have been it for a long time. They're just getting around to admitting it now. And you expect something to be done in the Gulf of Mexico with all of this stuff going on. They're stealing trillions of dollars. We've had bailouts. We've had this cash for clunkers program where the dealers didn't get paid their $4,500. Oh, your government wouldn't do that to you. But basically what they did is they took control of a Rothschild-controlled company in GM. One time that company was owned by the King of England. You see, we have financial warfare going on here between countries. And BP is a part of that, as well as General Motors and Boeing and Coca-Cola, and all these big corporations. These are all foreign-owned corporations posing as American companies. Ford Motor Company fits the same bill, too. Isn't it interesting that all these huge companies that we hear about all have to be bailed out? They're so great that they lose everything they need, and we have to give them free money, that we have free money for them, and we have to pay for that. And you're not incensed with the fact that these people get these bailouts and then they get these astronomical sums of money as bonuses. And they go on a rampage for a week or so, vacationing in ritzy hotels in California, paying exorbitant amounts for a manicure and haircuts and spa treatments while you're slaving to feed your family and keep a roof over your head. And then they steal that. They steal that. They're playing those homes and those mortgages in the stock markets. And they know exactly what they're doing because they're betting on you losing. You not making your payment. It's all set up. It's all designed to steer the money in their direction. And they're robbing public projects, public schools, stealing the money, and then laying off hundreds of teachers, sending the teachers IOUs in their paychecks, laying off hundreds of teachers in more than one state, by the way. It's happening all over the country. And you expect something to be done in the Gulf of Mexico over this oil catastrophe? There's word that there's a second major blowout 5 to 6 miles from the first one in the Gulf of Mexico. So probably have two of those going now. Does that sound like people who are concerned about air pollution, water pollution? Are they really concerned about it? Is anybody concerned? No, they want to put a tax on that. They got the UN pushing for that. Word is that Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, another illegal infiltrator. And I'm not just making that charge. I've done the research. Another illegal infiltrator making private deals with the UN. What is happening to this country, folks? What is happening? What has happened to the government? You've got illegal aliens running this government. These laws are null and void. The agreements, these treaties are null and void. Can you discern that? Think about it. And then they have the bankers making secret deals with foreign bankers who are playing odds on whether or not you can make your mortgage payments and secretly turning over your property to a foreign bank without your permission, without your knowledge, without your signature. And they moved in and foreclosed on millions of homes and just a handful of people that actually stood up to them and demanded in front of a judge the document that gave them permission to do so. We talk about that a lot on this show. I've talked about the money laundering. Is it any accident that the guy sitting in the White House is a big part of this same corruption? And I trace this corruption way back into the 1800s. It's been going on for a long time. Not just in Hawaii, not just in San Francisco or Oakland or Laguna Niguel in San Diego or Mission Viejo. It's going on all over the country. Chicago is the cookie cutter for that. It's no coincidence, folks. Please start using your discernment. Use your discernment and you know, if you're not going to take some of the advice that you hear from the guests on this show and on some other good shows, this isn't the only place where you're going to hear the truth. But if you're not going to take the advice, then please stop sending the emails with all this disinformation, all this fear-mongering. Things I'm talking about on the show tonight have already been proven. So there's no argument there. If you haven't seen it, likely someone's written about it. And tonight, much of what I talked about, I've researched and I've written about. And the only thing they can do to try to counter the truth is to attack me or my guests or other researchers that do similar work. You want someone to save your country, it begins with you. If you consider it your country, then do your part. Part of it is to wake up, use some discernment, and pray that with the knowledge that you gain, should you gain some knowledge, that you become conscious and effective. Conscious in a sense that you can actually put this knowledge to work and come up with some solutions. You don't have to solve everyone's problems. Just figure out your own. Solve your own problems. If enough people do that, you'll still be doing the right thing. And it's good to band together with others of like mind. But you have to be cautious about how you do that because they make it a habit of infiltrating every group, to disrupt the group, to divide it, and to conquer it. It's an old system. It's the model of the American political system. You have two sides of the same coin involved in organized crime and conspiratorial fraud of every type you can imagine. Think about the things that we don't know yet. When it seems to be overbearing that there are so many things that we have to fix. But if we don't acknowledge it now, when will we? We'll never acknowledge it, I'll tell you that, because we have been pointing this out. And very few people care to pay attention and to listen and to act upon it. Well, we're in the new month here, the month of June. I hope everyone had a wonderful Memorial Day, and I hope you took the time to consider all the people who have given their lives, whether justifiably or not, with the understanding that they were preserving your freedom, your right to worship God, your right to bear arms, and your right to pursue happiness. Ask yourself which of those things you have today, especially happiness. If you're happy with the way things are going today, then you probably shouldn't even be listening to this show. Think about what I said tonight, folks, and understand that I'm reaching out to you, and hopefully some of these words have touched your heart and bypassed your mind. And if you can open up your heart and start to discern the truth, maybe you can start to work on all the propaganda, all the lies you've been fed your whole lives. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. This is your host, Don Nikoloff. This was my rant this evening. It's been a while since I've had one of these, and I may have more before the week is over. I'd like to thank those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, especially those in the U.S. military. I thought of you yesterday during Memorial Day, and my prayers are with all of you. Also, we'd like to thank blogtalkradio.com for broadcasting Evident Footprints. Don Newsom on the sound tonight at BBS Radio. I'd also like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me again tomorrow night for another show. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.